Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzClub.info presents
The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Tonight's guests are Dean,
Johnny,
featuring all the stuff you want to hear on a podcast. And now,
please welcome
Jimmy and Luke. Throwback to episode 1. Wow. Hello, welcome to the Jimmy Luke Show episode 123. It is our third last episode before the end of season 3 of the show. Very, very emotional week for all of us here. Very emotional week. Lots to talk about today, including Fair City. Exciting stuff this week, the release of the yearbook. We got Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, title announcement. That doesn't make any sense. The fact that it's called the Jimmy and Luke Show means that you can technically talk about anything you want.
Wheelchairs refer to sales of the last factory.
It's an old joke, so. Anywho, the other thing we're talking about today is. Oh, we might discuss DOFPA a little bit. Because DOFPA is only one day away. Yes, we will discuss DOFPA, actually. James, you know what DOFPA is?
Nope.
That's fine. Okay. I'm going to give it 5 seconds now and see if this guy comes over. And if he doesn't, we'll continue. Okay. So. The first thing we're going to talk about today is the Batman vs. Superman. So, we all know about Batman vs. Superman. It's going to be one of the worst films ever made, I'd say. We're all going to be laughing when it comes out. Oh my god, this is so bad. You got your Ben Affleck as Batman. You got your Henry Cavill, your Lois Lane, Amy Adams. You got your Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, your Jeremy Irons and Jesse Eisenberg, and fuck all. It's going to be such a pile of crap. But anyway, yesterday, we finally got our official title, yeah. So all along, people have just been calling this movie Batman vs. Superman, or some people have been calling it Superman vs. Batman. Personally, on BuzzHub, we've been calling it World's Finest, because that's what it's called in the comics, this team-up. And I think World's Finest is a much better title for this film than what the actual title is, the actual title being Batman v. Superman, : Dawn of Justice. Dawn of Justice, I can live with. I think Dawn of Justice.
Oh, James, the reason why you didn't.
It works. Well. Clearly, this is the film that.
The reason why I must have the
heritage. The sequel to this film. The sequel to this film is going to be Justice League, so, and it'll probably be called Justice League. So, calling the one before Dawn of Justice, where it has 2 or 3 of the characters in Justice League, maybe 4, does actually work. But having a major Hollywood film, a $250 million budget film, in Hollywood, in America, with the title Batman v. Superman, with a V in the title, a versus, is like a prank. It is a joke. It is ridiculous. You cannot have a major film with a versus. I mean, that was just the working title. People just expect that to just be the title, and then they come up with a real title.
You have your boobies.
We all stop talking. I'm trying to do a podcast. Anyway. So, James, what do you think of the fuck-all ridiculous title, Batman v. Superman, Dawn of Justice? It's so stupid, but I think the Dawn of Justice is okay. If the movie was just called Dawn of Justice, or...
No one would get it.
I know, yeah. Or if it was called World's Finest Dawn of Justice, but... You know what would actually be better? Batman and Superman, Dawn of Justice. Because there's nothing in the whole wide world worse than Batman v. Superman.
Actually, if Batman is versus Superman, Batman's fucked, because Superman can kill Batman easily.
Oh no, because apparently Batman's going to have some sort of like super Iron Man suit.
No way.
And he's going to be able to like fly and shit. It's going to be such a bad movie. It's just going to be so fucking awful. But, and this is the official logo of the release. So basically we've got
actually,
the...
I kind of like that logo.
I like the logo. We've basically got the Man of Steel logo with the big S kind of looking all metallic and stuff. It's superimposed on top of a sort of weird Batman logo that doesn't look anything like the Batman logo from the Nolan trilogy. It's more sort of like the... I'd say it's not even like the Burton. I'd say it's the Joel Schumacher logo. But anyway, some crazy shit. But Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, it's being released on, what is it, May 2nd? May 3rd, May 4th, 2016? Maybe May 4th. I'm not sure. Anyway, in other news, I got this hilarious picture of Lorraine Higgins on the way home, Days. Take a look. This looks like a joke, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Look how big her head is. What the fuck is going on? Is that a prank? Like, it's so stupid looking. Her head is so much bigger than her body, and why the hell, like, her normal poster is just that. That's her normal poster. It's just her shoulders up. So why would they put
it... Maybe
in
that's why they put the other one, because her head's so goddamn
no,
big.
No, that's one of the...
Why would they have her hands, like...
Her head isn't big. It's just the angle in it. It's yeah. Face-dash, and it makes it look big. Like, you know when you're looking at a...
Yeah.
Their head just expands and their body...
I just could not believe how stupid this poster was. Why would they have her hands like that? I mean, I know a couple years ago, when Michael D. Higgins was running for president, they had a funny poster of him doing something fucking ridiculous with his hands and his glasses. He was, like, fucking around.
Oh, Neve Byrne. Which side is she on?
Who?
Neve Byrne.
I don't know who Neve Byrne is. She's out in your area. I don't know.
Which area is that?
She's in Galway East.
Okay, so where you Galway
East then. Yeah, you're Galway East.
You said I was fucking Galway Central. You know, boom.
Yeah?
Oh,
well, now I've been proved wrong. Maybe Neve Byrne is Galway. What is she? She's Sinn Féin or something? I think she's Sinn Féin.
I'm just talking to the election thing, giving the polls and ripping it up. She's not voting for Neve Byrne.
She's not voting for Neve Byrne. All right, well. Tommy Holohan came to my house.
If you were going to vote, the best thing to do is just pick a name out of the hat.
No, it's not.
They're all corrupt.
No, they're not. They're not all corrupt. Kieran Emmerich of the People Before Profit Alliance. Tommy Holohan of the Anti-Austerity Alliance. They're not corrupt. They're like of socialist parties. They can't be corrupt because they have no power and they're all just ordinary people who are just trying to get something. And none of them are going to get elected. It's unfortunate no one is going to vote for Kieran Emmerich, but he is the only proper candidate in the whole fucking city. Like,
that's what you keep thinking. They're
not corrupt. The TDs are corrupt. The fucking local councillors are corrupt because they're not politicians. They're only part-time councillors. The TDs, yes, the TDs are corrupt. Pretty much all of them are corrupt. Maybe all of them, every single one. But the local election, the local councillors are not. Some of them probably are. The Fianna Fáil guys probably are. They're not all corrupt. How could they be corrupt? They're not even getting paid. Like, they're just elected officials in the local community. And Kieran Emmerich, the People Before Profit Alliance, would have my vote if he were in my constituency, which he's not. He's in Galway Central. So my best option is, Tommy Roddy. Roddy for recovery.
Something to tell you this morning, but I forget what it is. So
that's a nice picture there.
Of who?
Of Kian with the first copy.
Kian doesn't have a copy.
No, that was my copy. He does have a copy. Kian actually bought a copy. Did you not know that? That's Kian with my copy yesterday in the office. He looks so stately.
That's actually a good promotion picture.
I know, I put it up on the Facebook. I need to go to the bathroom and get a tissue.
I guess I'm scared to start.
Huh.
You need to go to the bathroom and rub your face against this cloth.
I need to go and find a tissue and wash my nose out.
Where's your handkerchief?
I'm going to pause this.
Where's your handkerchief?
Hand him back. Okay. What else were we going to talk about? Oh, God, it seems so much louder. What else?
Because
I'm so quiet outside.
We were talking about Batman versus Superman.
No, we finished that. Now we're talking about Bear City.
No.
I will confiscate your phone again.
It's your choice. Lucien, you're getting messages. Lucien.
So Fair City's never been more exciting. We thought, you know, back when the Fire City happened, I thought that was it. I thought that was as exciting as it could get. Huge fire. Luke Dillon killed tragically while trying to save his brother. It was the perfect, big event episode. But I'll tell you this, listeners, that was just the beginning, because that same storyline came to another head last night with The Siege. So Tommy Dillon, his brother Luke, died during the fire trying to save him after Luke slept with his wife. Well, now Tommy's gone insane, and he got a gun, and he went to his wife's house, and he pointed a gun in her face. So that was fun. So it just worked out so perfectly. So Bob turns up. Bob is Judith's. So Tommy Dillon. Tommy Dillon's insane. He's a taxi driver. His ex-wife Judith, he's been stalking her for a while. Her current boyfriend, partner guy, is Bob. So Tommy's pointing a gun at Judith. Then Bob shows up. Tommy's now pointing a gun at Bob and Judith. And then Tommy's ex-girlfriend Jane goes up to the attic in her house. She finds a She goes up to the attic and finds his little stalker lair with all his photos of Judith and his laptop, which is showing a live feed from the hidden camera in the bookshelf in Judith's living room, because Tommy hid a camera there to spy on her. So, and this live feed is showing Tommy pointing a gun at Judith and Bob. So Jane calls the guards. So the guards show up at Judith's house with the SWAT team. And they clear out the restaurant downstairs. Judith and Tommy's daughter, Quiva, is in hysterics. Of course, they have four children. They have Dervla and Nasa, who both live in Canada. And they have Zach, who's 16 and lives in Kilkenny with his aunt, because the actor was growing up too fast for the show. Where am I going with this? So the SWAT team show up. So Tommy shoots Bob after Judith tells Tommy that he's actually fathered a child with Orla, the bar woman, and Judith only knows about this because she's the local doctor, and it's against the law for a doctor to reveal a secret like that to anyone, which means that Judith's going to be in trouble, although it was in a life or death scenario. So Tommy now has been arrested because the SWAT team came in, they arrested him. Bob got shot by Tommy, he's gone to the hospital. And now Tommy knows that the child is his. And I think Bob also knows that the child is Tommy's. Jesus, it's so loud in here. And that was that's what happened on Fair City. Real exciting stuff. The elections are tomorrow, as we were talking about a minute ago. So that's fun.
You to stay. Oh, baby, please don't go. Ooh, I just want you to stay. I just want you to stay.
Something now, I'll pause it.
Oh, baby, please don't go. Ooh, I just want you to stay.
Oh yeah, Mitchell and Cam got married on Modern Family last night. I think. I haven't seen it yet, and there was a big cliffhanger last week where there was a big forest fire, a wildfire, spreading across the area where they were set to get married. So I don't know what happened. They probably ended up getting married in their house or something. That's usually what they do on Modern Family. They find a nice solution to it. What a lovely show. I just love Modern Family, even when it's shit like it has been this season. Like, it really hasn't been funny. It's still so much better than the alternative. Why?
Then they'll distract you and they can see your phone for Dini reasons. Dini speak.
At least pull the notification bar. So it doesn't look like we're recording.
This is some Mark Kermode's been tweeting. He says, just to give you a sneak preview, Blended was not good. However, watching a rubbish Adam Sandler film in Soho was still better than being in Cannes, as indeed is almost everything. So Blended, yeah, one of the big films being released this weekend in both the US and the UK and Ireland. It is the new Sandler Barrymore team up. Fucking Sandler used to be one of my favorites. In recent years has been complete and utter shit. Grown Ups 2, that's my boy. Absolute crap.
But
and the new one probably will be worse than either of those films. Because apart from being unfunny, childish, offensive, it's also, from the marketing, appears to be quite racist. It's set in Africa, because we all know that Africa is nothing but a small country south of the United States. It's set in Africa, and it features such hilarious scenes as Terry Crews dressed up as a native tribesman dancing around. So I can't understand how that could be in any way racist, but, well, if you want a better alternative to go to see this weekend, you should probably choose DOFP, which is X-Men Days of Future Past, Bryan Singer's new film. It's going to be possibly the best film of the year.
Which one?
DOFP.
What's DOFP?
Days of Future Past. It'll be one of the five best films of the year. It couldn't but not be. I mean, Interstellar will be the best film of the year, but DOFP might be in the top three, but or two. Hey, Johnny. Look, Johnny, this the yearbook's out.
I know, I have one.
But it just came in this morning. The stork dropped it down from his...
It just came in this morning.
Oh,
what's that got to do with it?
I don't know.
I'm not putting on a podcast.
I'm
just trying to confuse him.
It's coming yesterday.
Johnny, did you see Fair City last night?
No, I didn't.
There was a SWAT team and a helicopter.
I know.
And a gun.
I heard on the radio.
For what? Oh, did you?
It was on last night.
Well, no, maybe he heard something. Maybe he heard a future spoiler.
No, he didn't. We heard it on the radio on the bus.
Oh, okay. And what did it say? Okay, so Tommy Dillon went crazy. He went to his wife's house with a gun, and then he shot her boyfriend. But his girlfriend. But the exciting part was that his girlfriend was watching the whole thing on his laptop in his stalker room in the attic, and she saw it happening on the live feed. So she called the police, and then the SWAT team went in and they arrested Tommy. Yeah, and there was a helicopter.
Who knew?
The funny part was that there was a helicopter, but they didn't show it. You could just hear it. They had this crappy helicopter sound effect. It was really exciting stuff, but anyway. Did you get one of these, man? And did you get your... Did they find your name, yeah? Did they find your name on the list?
Yeah, I did.
I was
your first autograph.
Did you like the actual product?
Oh, no. Some parts of the shit.
Yeah, I know.
That's horrible.
What was your favorite part? Was this your favorite part? This is my favorite part.
One of the parts.
One of the parts.
I think guessing the teachers, that was
the... Oh, yeah.
But I can never guess the teachers.
Which, this one or the one with
the... No, the one with, like, the
Yeah. Johnny, have you seen this?
Yeah, I know.
Owen actually sent it to me. Owen sent it to me last night. He said, did Johnny do that? Like, he actually...
My mom said, oh, did you do that?
Yeah. Everyone's going to think that you're a great artist now, Johnny. Look, he drew the little pigtails and everything. Yeah, it's not as bad as him not getting his name on it, so... Or as this, with the fucking, I mean, this is the worst thing by far. Anyway. I think that's pretty much it for this episode. Oh yeah, well, Days of Future Past is out anyway. Bryan Singer today is, I think he's counter-suing the guys who were suing him for alleged sexual abuse allegations, which basically he's timed it perfectly so that just as this film's being released, everyone's reminded how basically bullshit these accusations appear to be. I'm not saying they're false, I'm not saying they're true, I'm saying that Bryan Singer has evidence to the contrary, a lot of it, and he's now putting that to good use, just as Days of Future Past hits cinemas. I highly recommend you go to see it. I haven't seen it, I'll be seeing it tomorrow. Review it next week on the show. Jimmy will see it too, I assume. You can read my review on Friday night, it'll be up on buzzhub.info. I'll possibly, probably, I will probably repost my review on the on our website, on the Jimmy and Luke Show website, so check that out. And on our Facebook and all that. So, do that. X-Men, Days of Future Past. Free advertising.
This is my hand.
Great.
That's smart.
Thank you for listening. I'm back next week. We're back next week. Two more episodes, aren't we, Jimmy?
Two more, yeah.
Yeah, and our finale next week will be great. We're going to go through every episode we've done since September and relive them all. It'll be magical. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Dean, Johnny, and David. See you very soon. Goodbye.